Greetings in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me again today as we continue to look at the Word of God and what He has to say, what the Lord has to say to us in His Word. And as I look at what the Word says about the Word this week, I have 2 Timothy 3:16 for my theme verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And I ran across a few verses here in Luke that I also want to read. Luke 13, verse 6, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down." So I trust we are those who are seeking to dig into the Word and be fed and nourished thereby so that we can bear fruit to honor our Lord and Savior. There's a passage here I want to read in Ephesians, also Ephesians 4, verse 1 and 2. Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, he says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love." So, if we look at this passage, Paul is imploring them to walk worthy of the calling with which they were called. And then he says that with all lowliness and gentleness and with long-suffering, they should bear with one another in love. So this bearing with one another in love is the opposite of making sure that we get what's ours, or that any injustice done to us is made right, but that we should bear with one another, and that includes those around us, those near to us, bearing with their faults, their shortcomings in love. And is this easy or always easy? No, if it were easy, Paul would not have had to implore them to do so. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5 says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil." Quite a list there, and to take this and up and compare our own life, our own attitudes, our own motives to these passages here. Sometimes, if we're honest, we fall short. And that's where 2 Timothy 3:16 applies, that the Scripture given by God is profitable for reproof. It shows us where we fall short, and then it gives correction it shows us and tells us and commands us what we ought to do, and it teaches us. And so, as my theme this week, I just want to encourage us to read Scripture for reproof and correction of our own life, and not depend on our culture to tell us what is acceptable, and then just read the Bible for the comfort and the hope that it gives us. The Bible is very clear. If we do not walk as Jesus commands us, then we have no hope. So let us dig into the Word, and there is much hope here if we dig in and apply the Scriptures to our life. And I'll just read this again in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and 5. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. And these are, these phrases are actions, or they're referring to actions that love does not do. And if we wait to show love and affection until we are prompted to do so by our feelings and emotions, it will not bear out well. What we are called to do is to love, to show loving forbearance and loving actions, even when it's difficult, and when it runs counter to the feelings of our nature. May God bless you as you seek the face of the Lord and study His Word.